Welcome to Module 5 of the Awaken Your Light online course. Today we're going to look at how to have the power to choose a better life. So one of the things I often come across with clients through readings and also with myself is the feeling that at times things are outside of our control. And definitely there are. Like, as a reader, people come to me to look at how their future is going to be. And for those of you who've had readings with me, like, nothing is set in stone. And sometimes I feel bad saying that to people, particularly because I'm in a position where I'm supposed to, in inverted commas, tell you your future. And that's not why I read. Your future is whatever you're going to make it be. And the reason why you can get such accuracy with readings is because it is a projection of where your headspace is at on that particular day. And what will make things happen is the cards are showing you, for you personally, on an individual level, how your life can go, okay, is by what you want, because that's what will come up, what it is that you want and where you want to be, and the path that's going to get you there, okay? But that path is by choice. And choice is something we all have, and we don't feel at times that we do. If somebody gets sick in our life, if somebody dies, if we get made redundant, if we get fired, if we have a bad relationship, if we do X, Y, and Z, a lot of times we can feel that those things are out of our control because they are within somebody else's remit, or they are the ones that have created that situation. And absolutely, I agree that like there are things that feel out of our control. But we do, on some level, create things as well. I'm not going to say we create every single thing in our life, because I don't believe that to be true. But I do think with what we're in control of, we do create that. I do absolutely believe it. I believe that we come from a higher energy of source, if that's what you want to call it. I believe we are born as pure light, as I've been saying through this whole course. I believe we come here with an absolute purpose and potential. I don't believe that that is set out in stone for us when we get here. It is our experience and our choice that would get it. If it was set out in stone, then we would be having the most amazing experience ever, because that is what we have chosen. It is not set out in stone, because your human experience here is to actually have the power of free will and the power of choice. So you may have incarnated on this planet with a predetermined choice to be here, but you didn't predetermine what those choices on this earth would be. So for the things that are not in your remit or within your control, like death, like other people's health, other people's attitudes, other people's treatment of us, that is their stuff. And you can hear me saying other people's stuff. What you are in control of is minding your body, minding your health, minding your attitude, minding your thoughts, minding your beliefs, minding your emotions. All of those are complete choice. And I will be very honest in saying, I struggle, as you've heard me say, with confidence. I would be my biggest critic in my life. I put myself down immensely. I never look at the success I have. Only recently I've started to do that. I look at what I haven't done. And for me, I'm out on my own in a very different environment type of work. I've created that by myself. I have moved forward. I have created a business. I help people. I've achieved a lot. And even me saying that makes me feel uncomfortable. But it's only in the last few months that I recognize that, because most of the time I would look at what I haven't done. And I would have a lot of clients say to me, you know, how did you do it? What did you do? I'd love to be in the position that you're in. And I'm just astounded when I hear people say that, because I'm like, oh God, but it's not that great, and look what I didn't do, and look what this and this and this and this and this. But can I just say something there? Regardless of what my experience has been in my life to get me to feel crap about myself, I'm choosing that as an adult now. I am choosing to continue that belief and thought about myself. A thought is a thought. It comes into your mind. We've millions of them a day. We can change it. Our thoughts create our emotions, not our emotions creating our thoughts. So with all that we've talked about over the last while, how you got to believe what you believe, the roles that you're playing, what people have put on you, what's happened to you to make you feel how you feel, you can still choose something better. You can still remember, get back to remembering why you're here. Why are you here? Answer that question. Why are you here? What do you think your purpose is? Are you choosing on a daily basis to live your potential? things for us can be very familiar. We go back to our beliefs and things like that. And now that we recognise why we're actually getting, or sorry, what we're actually getting from our beliefs and how we're benefiting from it, we now know what we're benefiting from. We now know why we have the belief. We now know when it started. So are we going to now go, okay, I have all of that information, which I've been seeking for years, actually. And I'm going to keep thinking that way because I'm used to it. It's familiar. It's comfortable. Change makes me really fearful. But I know why I'm fearful of the change, because of what's happened to me in the past. But yet I'm still going to choose this. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, like, as I'm saying this to you, and I sound very, probably very harsh. I completely understand that it is not that easy. I get it. I really, really get that, okay? I study stuff like this. I'm like a sponge when it comes to positive thought. I eat up and soak in like Tony Robbins stuff. I just love him, and he's all about how to retrain the brain. And it's a part of my work I'm trying to move into more to help other people do that. Because one of the things I find really interesting, and most of you who will have purchased this course have more than likely come to me for a reading, but I find it fascinating when people will come and seek guidance and seek information. And they will get the information and they will get the guidance, and then I will make suggestions. Are there any suggestions? So somebody can go off and do whatever they want to do, of course. But I find it amazing the amount of people who come back to me for readings and have never done anything. Now, be clear here. We have to have compassion, okay, towards ourselves very strongly. You can only do something when you're ready to do it. So I've no problem with someone coming back and saying, look, I wasn't at the headspace place, but I want to go again, or I want to do this. Absolutely. And we work with where we're at. Sometimes we're not in a place. Sometimes stress is so overwhelming. Sometimes our self-care is so bad that we just can't see a way out. Sometimes there are things going on in our life that are so overwhelming we can't even make space for a thought around ourselves. And I get that. But for the most part, okay, and I'm going to just take most part here, without those exceptions to the rule, people don't want to make changes. I find it fascinating. I find it absolutely fascinating. I find it fascinating with sessions I've done with people who don't listen to their sessions after, don't want to hear it. I didn't want to listen to it because it made me feel uncomfortable. I find it fascinating. And the reason, and this is my personal belief, the reason I find it fascinating is, why would you seek guidance if you're going to choose to do nothing with that guidance? So you're being asked today to make a better choice that we've spent the last four modules making very big choices. I'm choosing to listen to the modules. I'm choosing to do the workbook. I'm choosing to put that inspirational screensaver on my phone. I'm choosing to listen to the guided meditation. I'm choosing to show up to do the next module. Be interesting at this point, many of you have reached this part of your course, because I've done courses before and people will do 1 month of them and I'll never hear from them again. And again, that's fine, because they will email me and say, I'm sorry. Like, and I'll be like, look, it's fine. It's wherever you're at. But the thing is, they're just, oh, life took over. That's generally one thing I hear. And I know that that is true. But we also consciously choose to let that go. We choose to not put the effort into ourselves. We choose not to look after ourselves. I choose to eat bad food when I know that I shouldn't. I choose to not look after my immunity when I absolutely know that I shouldn't. Okay? I choose not to have boundaries. I choose it. So when you are being asked, how can you feel in control of your life? You take control of it by making your choices. But there's a very different energy between I'm going to control everything around me versus I'm going to feel like I can be in control. So controlling energy is something that's very difficult, because when we need things to be a certain way, we generally do that out of being fearful. Okay, so we talked about fears early on and quite in depth. So for example, I feel like, and this is not a personal example, I'm just giving an example. So someone might say, I felt like when I was younger, nobody really like looked after me that well. So when I got up into being an adult life, I didn't really know if I could rely on somebody. So it was better for me just to forge ahead and do everything by myself. And I became severely independent. And if somebody wanted to help me, I said no. And I got stuck in my ways. And if someone wanted to fix something, I would fix it after them, because I felt they hadn't done it in the way that I needed it. And actually, when I looked at something that somebody had done that I would prefer to do differently, I started to get quite annoyed about it and quite, you know, resentful towards them about it, and wondering why they don't get my irritation and why they would have done that in the first place. And on and on and on and on. Okay? So, what we're doing there is we have this energy where we feel like we are able to control the things around us because it's going to make us feel safe. Once I know that everything's fine, I'll feel safe. Because if I said to you today, if I give you a lovely view of where your life is going to be, and I tell you that today, for the rest of your life, everything is going to go perfect. Okay? Everything you want is going to happen. Everything you need to do. People are going to respect you, treat you right, all of that. You'd instantly start to go, that's amazing. And you'd start to feel really comfortable in your scenario, in your situation, in your life in general. And you'd actually probably really look forward to things. But for most of us, we don't get anyone saying that, okay? And life is not predetermined, so different things can happen. And when we're going around trying to control it, we talk about letting go and allowing flow. We don't allow anything bigger to come into our life. It's like that element of, I can only, you know, set up my business and move country and move home when I win the lotto, leaving out every other possible potential of money to come in. It's the exact same thing with control. It's like putting down a brick wall in front of you. I need it to be this way. It better be this way. But I'm not allowing any energy of good opportunity to come in. The amount of people who, you know, I've met over years, and I've done this myself, I need this to be this way. And if it's not this way, it's not. I'm not going to be successful. If it's not this way, I won't achieve, etc., etc. Okay? And they go about it, and my question to them and to myself would be, and how's that working out for you? Because when we try to control something, okay, we're resisting what we learned earlier on. We're resisting that thing being we're resisting that thing being any other way or being different in any other way. So it will keep showing up. You understand? So I don't want to be alone, and being alone is one of my fears, okay? And ending up by myself is one of my fears, and I know how I sabotage myself with relationships. But then I go into a relationship and I just want to control the person that I'm with. Or I want to control the situation that we're in because I'm afraid it's not going to work out. So I better, you know, be in control of when we meet and when we speak to each other and how it's going to operate. And I now don't allow any flow to come in, any opportunities to come in for this person to be able to express themselves in the most spontaneous, irresistible way. Because we're so fixated on it only being one way. So I want you today to look at a few different things. Okay? Why you're here. What's your purpose? And are you choosing to live your potential? Okay? And if not, why not? And with this workbook, because with some work of the workbooks, like, you may not have been able to answer questions or you may have to go back to them. But I don't want you to move off the page until you write down, why am I choosing not to live my potential? Why am I choosing not to make a better decision? And it will keep coming back to something emotional. And you will have more clarity because of the work you've done up to this module. Okay, so that's okay. You just keep going with that. We keep going back to the emotional need. What's my emotional need behind it? Why does it keep showing up? Why am I benefiting from it? Why do I keep it here? Why is it good for it to be familiar? You know, it's like, come on, take responsibility here. Let's go. Let's do something. This is why you're doing this course. So that is what I want you to do in the first part. Then I want you to look in areas of your life where you feel safe. Okay? So where in your life do you feel safe currently? Okay? So that could be, well, I feel safe in my relationship. I want you to write down, how does that make you feel? Okay? How does it make you feel? Where in your life, how does it make you feel? And also, do you control that? Okay? And then I want you to look at where in your life you don't feel safe. How does that make you feel? And do you control that? And you'll probably see you are trying to control that area of your life, okay? And control isn't like going out and saying, it's my way or the highway. I don't mean it like that. Control is going out and saying, I just think it needs to be in this little box here, and it needs to be this specific way, and I need to meet this specific person, and I need to have that specific job, and anything different will be less. But what about if there's an amazing job in a different area with better benefits, and actually you enjoy more? You know what I mean? So we've got to look at that. Then I want you to look at, what do you control? So after this, like, what do you think you control? But also, do you think anything's controlling you? And when you get to the part of who or what is controlling you, I want you then to ask yourself, how does this make you feel? Okay? Now, we're going to be repeating a little bit of something today again, okay? And I need to put this in. I want you to look at how it makes you feel around the emotional needs part, okay? Because your emotional needs are not being met. If there is an emotion going on that's a negative one, it's not being met. And we need to figure out how to get that met. And in whatever way that you would feel that would be good for you, taking inspired action. How are we going to sort that out for you? Because I don't think just because you've listened to all of this stuff and worked through everything that you're going to be absolutely perfect by module 5 and your whole life's going to be sorted from doing this course. Far from it. But it's just to give these constant reminders of what you need, how to go back into it, how do we move forward in it. That's what we're doing here, okay? And it's a constant reminder because it keeps you on track. So your choice is all about consistency, okay? So this course is about taking absolutely and utterly inspired action. It is about giving commitment, okay? It is about making an effort. It is about dealing with your emotions and not avoiding with them. You won't get very far with this course if you are ignoring the emotions still, because you can't. And what I want you to do with those is I want you to rate what that has been like over the last 5 modules. And the reason for this is because we're going on to module 6, which is working towards your future self, which is all around your visualization. It's all around that, which takes a lot of action. We can't get you there if you're not at that place. So I want you to kind of look out of 10 grading, how is your effort, your commitment, your inspired action been dealing with your emotions? And I also want you to write down at this point, like if we're kind of doing kind of a pre-evaluation before the end of the course, I want you to look at, you know, how you feel so far, okay? How you feel so far, what are your changes so far? What choices have you made to make all of these big steps forward and to make the achievements you've made? How proud of yourself are you at the moment, okay? And what choices, like I'm going back to that, the choices part. So what choices did you make? We talked about this, to achieve. But what choices are you making on a daily basis to keep up with the effort and the consistency? And what you'll actually see by doing this is that now that we've evaluated, you know, where you are, your purpose, your choices around that, are you choosing the right thing? Are you controlling things? Are you not controlling things? How safe do you feel? All of these things, okay? What we're going to then see is that you're actually going to be making a choice today. You're even making a choice to listen to this, by the way, and continue listening till the end. But you're going to make a choice today when you're evaluating it to choose a positive or a negative evaluation. Have you at this point evaluated yourself negatively or positively? That's what I would be really interested to know. So for the next 30 days, I want you to look at the areas of control, resistance, and letting go, okay? We're going back to a little bit of that stuff because it is the biggest part of our life, okay? So resistance, control, and letting go. And I want you to look at parts that you may have felt kind of frustrated with. How are you going to deal with that? So some of you may have heard this example I've given before, but years ago I had a massive issue around control. I'm not a controlling person with other people, but I did like things a certain way. And I just needed them to go like that because I felt, okay, it's fine. Like even to this day in the car, I'm a really bad passenger because I just feel like I'm not in control of the driving. And my husband particularly has an awful time with me because I'm so nervous. Like, and he's such a good driver and all of the rest of it, but I'm just not in control of that situation. And you know, you probably do it yourself. I brake and I put my foot down on the ground to brake and do all these kind of things. Like, and most of the car journeys I go on are still very, very uncomfortable for me. And I rarely get into a car with somebody that I don't really know. And if I'm in a taxi and I'm sitting in the back, I seem to be fine because I can't see anything out the window. So it's interesting. So what I would say with this is that that creates an element of stress for me. Like going out in the car with my husband. And I mean, how many times in a week would I do that? A lot. It's stressful for me. And that gets my anxiety going and all the rest. Like, you know, it's just stupid. So it's not stupid. It's just where it's at. Because the control thing is about something else. But I used to have it on a bigger level. So what I used to do was I would turn on the tap when I'd get like that. Go into a tap, into a bathroom or your kitchen or wherever, and turn on the tap and watch the water flowing. Because I realised when I turned the tap, I was letting go of control. And when the water was flowing, it was like representing or being reflective of the life flowing for me and everything flowing in the right direction. When I turned that tap off and I tied it really tight, that was how I was blocking my life. That is how I was choosing to feel and choosing to think, you know. And now what I try to do when I get in the car is go, okay, I'm getting in the car, don't feel that comfortable, so what am I going to do? So I might just spend time on my phone. So I know that like looking out in front of me is what makes me more nervous than anything else. So I just like look at my phone, or if there's somebody else with us, I'll let them sit in the front and I'll get in the back. You know, that's just what I do. So I've counteracted it and not to have a stressful journey, and then I get where I am and it's fine. But that's like a very big metaphor for life in general, the journey that we're going on. So I'm telling you about being in the car, which is actually a realistic example, by the way. But if you use that for other parts of your life, and the journey that you're going on with those parts and how you're getting on or how you're not getting on, very interested to see how you're doing. So 30 days of this, and I wish you lots of luck. And I look forward to talking to you for the final module. I can't believe we've got to this part already. Working towards your future self, which I'm excited about. You'll notice with the meditation for module 6 as well, the music is going to be very different. So in the guided meditations up to this far, the guided meditation music is the same one and it's very relaxed, and the next one is more light and jumpy because I'm trying to like build up some momentum of really looking at yourself in a different light. Okay, so have a great week and I'll talk to you in module 6. Thank you.